Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio, and I have in the studio with us today Mr. Gerald Hall, who's here to talk with us about Egg Fest and Chain Reaction. And I just have to say, I'm an egghead because I've done this for the last 2 years. So for those that don't know, let's just start at the top, man. What is Egg Fest?
Egg Fest has absolutely nothing to do with eggs of the poultry variety. Actually, around the country, they're, you know, big green eggs are very popular. It's arguably one of the best kind of Kamado-style smokers that's out there. And these Egg Fest have popped up. And what it is it's a barbecue festival. Really, barbecue is kind of limiting. It's a cooking festival.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as well as I do, you know, you can cook barbecue, you can cook hot, you can bake on a big green egg. And so, you know, the egghead community is a pretty close knit one. So when they started these, small kind of cooking festivals, some of them keep it that way. It's very intimate. And some of them, like us, we, choose to turn it into a little bit bigger event.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
It's a little bit bigger. We had about 1,300 people there last year. And we do it as a fundraiser to raise money for Chain Reaction. So we throw a big barbecue party, have some cold beverages, and raise money out at the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
And make the whole city smell like barbecue.
Yeah, it's
literally from the street driving in, as I remember, because I cook and compete in it, but pulling up at 6:30 and 7 in the morning, it just smells like barbecue all the way down to the 3 Mile Bridge.
It's not a bad thing at all.
No. So, okay, so this benefits Chain Reaction. So tell us, what is Chain Reaction? What do they do?
Okay, cool. Yeah, Chain Reaction is a small nonprofit here in Pensacola that has a really big impact. I got involved about 5 years ago as a board member and really enjoyed my time there. And what Chain Reaction does, it's a teen leadership institute. We take teens that have what we call, they want more. These teens are not satisfied with just going to school and getting good grades and going to college or going to a technical trade or something like that. They want to give back to the community. And so what Chain Reaction does is it teaches them about leadership through service. It might be like Mary Catherine volunteered, I believe it was Alzheimer Family Services, and throughout her 4-year career, over 2,000 hours.
Wow.
With an already existing program. We work with, I think it's about 70 or 80 different nonprofits where the teens can go and volunteer through service in existing programs, or sometimes it's teens that want to design their own program. William Rollins McMahon organ donation program, the teens started after one of their peers passed away waiting on an organ transplant. And so each year they get together and they do primarily social media drive to get people to register to be organ donors. And I believe last count, they had registered over 17,000 new organ
donors.
Holy cow. In the state of Florida. And that's, you know, local teens making an impact that, through a program that they, that was important to them. So we find that if you give them the framework to apply themselves and then allow them to apply themselves at something they care about, far better results. So we help kids, whether it's teens wanting to go to college or just wanting to figure out what they want to do in life. So Kristen does a great job with them.
In this case, you give them an inch and they take a mile, and it's a good thing.
I'm continually impressed with the quality of kids we have in Pensacola, the quality of the program, and where these kids go and what they do. And the nice thing is every summer they do, we call it teen convention. It's a 3-day leadership kind of a summit. And we're to the point now, where it is 100% led by CR alumni that come back from come back for the summer or have moved back to Pensacola, and they're still giving back as, you know, young adults and college graduates and college students teaching the high school teenagers about leadership. So it's pretty cool.
And that's huge to make that big of an impact on somebody's life, that not only did you go through it, but then you're coming back to help continue it on to make sure that somebody else gets that same impact that it made for you.
It's kind of like Leadership Pensacola for teens.
There you go.
It's not like Youth Leap. It's a different program because they kind of write their own curriculum. But it's a similar format of alumni helping. And so that's one of the things that drew me to it, and how I met Kristen was through Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah. So very cool.
Yeah.
So how does one get the idea to evolve from Chain Reaction and teenagers to having a cookout how did this come about?
Well, you know, like I said, I was on the board for, I think it was 5 years, maybe even six. And one of the things that you always struggle with nonprofits, particularly small nonprofits, is people don't know who you are and what you do. So
right.
avenues like this are fantastic for us. And then you're constantly trying to raise money. We got to keep the doors open. We have a teen center that First City Church is so gracious. They donate a space to operate out of, but we still have to put bodies there. We have to put curriculum there. We have to, you know, have internet service and, sure. and things for the kids to do. So each year fundraising is the number one challenge for, I think, every nonprofit. And so what we tried to create was an event that instead of going to the same 10 companies that have supported us and still help us keep the doors open, that we could do an event that had community appeal. And for $25 to come in and taste food from 75 or 80 different Big Green Eggs,
yeah.
it's a good deal. But it's quite honestly, it's open to anybody, whether they really want to know about Chain Reaction or
just want to go
or just
eat.
Want to come eat. And so it opens it up to the community. It gives you an opportunity to expose them to your nonprofit. But having a good time and something that's, you know, we can replicate every year and make a little bigger and maybe do things a little different. We got some new twists on this year's event. But really, it was just trying to come up with something that we could replicate. And, you know, Shelley Yates and she and I were having lunch. And my original concept was I was going to do a sandwich competition. And it was going to be cool. And we'll do it at Wahoo Stadium.
I'm so glad you did barbecue.
Shelley just looks at me and she says, "Don't you own a Big Green Egg?" And I said, "Well, actually, I have two." And she said, "Why aren't we doing an egg fest?" So I really can't take credit for the sure. idea. It's kind of the forest and the trees moment. So Shelley Yates, who's moved on to Jackson, Mississippi now, but we love her and she's part of the reason this got started.
Yeah, the original family. So, yeah. And I know just from experience, because like I said, I've competed with the other chefs for the last couple of years, but the impression that it gives when you walk into Wahoo Stadium, and you're looking over the water and all you see is all of this smoke and all of these people walking around. And I mean, the smells and the flavor, regardless of whether it be a fundraiser or anything yeah. else, what a just an awesome community event. And I know, okay, so you've got how many teams are competing this year?
Well, we're still counting. We had three more register this week. Last year we had about 75 to 80 Big Green Eggs. Now, some teams had two Big Green Eggs,
right.
some had one. So, you know, the actual team count is really less important than how much food. We have some teams that cook six different items throughout the day. So it's really about the food that we have. But there'll be, you know, Big Green Eggs fired up and smoking from left field all the way down home plate.
Nice.
Right field. And even out into center field, we filled it up last year where we had most of our professional restaurants.
Yeah. That's where there. I was hanging out last
yeah,
year
yeah,
doing stuff with Pensacola Cooks.
You know what kills me is these guys are really good chefs, but the quality of some of the backyard guys who just do this for the love of it, they're on par with some of these guys.
Well,
when you simplify it down to a single dish and
yeah.
kind of a barbecue environment, it's they can compete.
And if I remember correctly, the team that won last year had like venison stuffed calamari. Was that last year or the year before?
Year before, it was venison. I think it was wrapped in bacon or
it was stuffed inside a squid or something really weird. But it was just that. It was unique. It was a homegrown team.
Yep.
It was
Chad
guys Clay that were
Horst
doing this stuff.
And Michael Curry.
Yeah. So
and, last year, Jody Braxton, also you know a backyard guy, but a very good one, made this fantastic tri-tip. Which, if you're not familiar with tri-tip, it's a cut of beef that you really can only get at a butcher shop.
Yep.
That and hanger steak, things that they just don't, there's not enough of them to produce commercially.
Yeah.
There's one per cow kind of a thing. But it's just a really unique cut of meat and he wowed everybody. So.
Yeah. Okay. So what are people to expect this year?
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of things this year that, that we're doing differently. One, we were very excited that, we wrote a grant for Fufu Festival that Ace puts on. And we were awarded a grant. And so we're using that to bring in, nationally known comedian John Reap. So I don't know if you remember the Dodge commercials where the guy would say, "Has that thing got a Hemi in it?"
Yep.
That's John Reap.
That's him.
And so when you hear his name, people don't read one last Comic Standing season 5. And so people don't recognize his name as much as when you see his face and billboards will be up in about a week and a half.
Sure.
And, you can go to PensacolaEggFest.com and see the photos. Folks recognize him. He does, he's done some TV shows and some movies. But we're having a VIP dinner, which is what we normally do for our cook teams, the night before the event. We moved it to Thursday, November the 12th this year. But we've got a VIP dinner to say thank you to our cooks because, yeah, they pay $50 to register. That's really just a placeholder fee.
Yeah, sure.
These teams spend sometimes $500, $600, $700 on food to hand out as samples because they love cooking and they love competing, and hopefully they love Chain Reaction.
Not to mention the hours we spend prepping,
the hours
smoking
of prep,
the meat, and all of that other stuff.
It's a lot of work. And so Thursday night we put together a nice VIP dinner to say thank you to the chefs and to our sponsors. And don't let me forget, we need to list our sponsors because they really help us make this.
I wrote it down. It's on the paper.
You got it all down. Good. So we're going to have dinner catered by Pot Roast and Pinot, and we're so happy to have those folks on board this year. Lewis Bear is donating craft beer. Old Hickory Whiskey Bar is putting together some craft signature cocktails. Buffalo Rock is doing the soft drinks. And John's going to give us a full comedy show, a 40-minute set. He's going to do a show for us and knock us out. And so it's our way of saying thank you to our chefs and sponsors. But we opened it up to the public. We've got 100 tickets available.
Very cool.
VIP tickets. And we're probably about halfway sold out already, and we're a little over a month out. So your VIP ticket is only $75. It gets you into Saturday, so that's
so
a 25.
It's a double whammy.
So you get in 30 minutes early on Saturday. And if you remember the crowds last year,
right,
30 minutes early is
good. You're packed, but let's see, you're starting at 11, right?
Starting from, we go from 11 to 2.
Yeah, so by 11:30, I mean, you're packed.
It's busy.
And we're slinging grease left to right.
it's really a good time. So you get your ticket into Eggfest. You get a gourmet dinner from Pot Roast and Pinot. Craft cocktails, craft beer, soft drinks, and a comedy show from John Reap for $75, and it's a pretty good value, we feel. And at the Hancock Club at Blue Wahoo Stadium, I can't imagine a prettier venue.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, man, what a cool setting!
You know, the sun will be setting. It'll be beautiful over Pensacola Bay, and we're gonna have a little party.
Okay, so let's say I don't have my VIP ticket already. Where am I gonna get it?
You can go to PensacolaEggFest.com and get it. We use the Blue Wahoo's ticketing, so if you registered there, it's real easy to log in and just click on that event. So you can get it on the Blue Wahoo's page. Pensacola Egg Fest has a link. Or you can stop by Escambia Electric Motor, and they'll have tickets as well.
Okay. So. Cool. All right, so let's get into the main event, man. How is this day going to unfold? And for somebody who hasn't been, I know how it's going to unfold with me. Yep. It's going to start with the crack of dawn and loading the car and getting the tables and getting the food set up. But for somebody who's outside and coming to the event, how's it going to unfold for them?
Well, I think there's one key thing. Get your ticket early. It will sell out.
That is true.
And the day of tickets are $10 more. They go up to $35 the day of. So purchase your ticket early on Pensacola.
Not that Chain Reaction does not mind that extra $10, but...
You know, every year we have about 200 or 300 people that wait till the day of and it sells out, and we appreciate that extra $10. But get your ticket early. I'd recommend it, or wait till the day of. Both work.
Both work.
But when you walk up to Wahoo Stadium, and if you've not been to Wahoo Stadium, it's beautiful. But when you walk into the gate, you're going to be greeted. Kia's our title sponsor. So Jessica will have some goodies for you from her team. And then you can go right or you can go left and start tasting. Job of the chefs that are cooking is to make sure that they give you a great bite of food, regardless of what it may be. And last year we had, I'll just go through some of the dishes.
Sure.
We had duck, we had venison, we had elk, we have some exotic foods that are there, smoked oysters, paella, desserts, meatloaf, chili, your typical barbecue staples of, ribs, chicken,
ribs,
pork.
There's
plenty of pulled pork. You know, our Landrum team will have, we call them barbecue shots when you first walk in. It'll be pulled pork, a little shot of slaw on top of it, and a splash of sauce, and you just toss it back it's a barbecue shot. It's fantastic.
So, and these are all bite-sized portions, so you can eat 40, 50, 60.
You can taste different things, and that's, you're not getting a plate of food and then walking 6 feet down and, oh man, I'm full. I just ate that whole chicken leg.
Yeah.
So we had lamb lollipops last year.
Yeah, I remember those.
Salmon,
I remember tuna. And I remember
Dan and Nathan cooked some awesome bites of tuna.
Yeah.
Pulled pork nachos. So it really is a cross section of, there's some traditional barbecue. David Baer made some of the best pastrami I've ever tasted in my life.
I don't think I got any of that last year.
He made these little banh mi sandwiches.
Yeah.
I
think they were out by the time we got done cooking.
He still had some pastrami left at the end of the day. That's how I know.
I'm sure he had a stash.
But he kept some for the breakdown, I guess.
So here's something that just really occurred to me too, is that this is a great, cause you have a lot of professional restaurants there in town.
Yep.
Obviously people want to get back to the community and want to do this kind of event because it's fun. I know it gets the chefs and stuff out of the kitchen, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But if you really haven't been to some of the local restaurants, or you really want to see what the food is like in this town and in this region, this is a place to do it.
It's a great way to do it. And one of the focuses that we've had from day one with Egg Fest was trying to showcase local restaurants, local businesses. We need the national businesses, and a lot of those are employed and run by local folks, and that's not a knock on them. But part of being, you know, the Foo Foo Festival, advertising the 10 days of all the wonderful fall festivals and events that we have going on here, we wanted to keep it local. I want people that come in on Thursday night for the VIP party, if they have a craft drink from Old Hickory, to know that they'll be here till Saturday, by the way.
Right.
go down and see Tony and Katie's place. It's beautiful. It's got a great atmosphere. The butcher shop is the official butcher shop of Pensacola Egg Fest. Kevin Green runs an awesome facility.
That's where we're getting our stuff from.
Yeah,
it's a
small place on at Lillian and Fairfield, and you know, you don't hear a whole lot about it, but literally best service, best meats. You want aged ribeyes, you want him to custom make hamburger for chili, or he made us 36 pounds of sausage for gallery night the other night, four different varieties. Called him on Thursday, picked it up on Friday, and it was custom made. So we tried to showcase everybody, you know, Buffalo Rock, the folks that are here locally, craft beer from Lewis Bear, keeping it kind of local. All of our sponsors are local businesses that give back to the community as well. So,
well, and the other cool thing that I've watched happen, you know, being a chef and my other limelight and other jobs that I've done, watching this city become a food mecca, watching it grow, whether it's the new restaurants that are coming in to the food trucks, to all of this buzz that is now happening. And so these kinds of competition for me as a chef at heart, I get to poach ideas, which is awesome.
Honorably adopt.
But you get to really see what is happening in the food culture. And I'll tell you, there has not been a time yet that I have not been impressed with some of, not even from just the backyard guys, but even from the professional restaurants, and some that I haven't been able to get to in a year or two just because of work or kids or school or soccer or whatever. But then you get to kind of get to see what they're doing. You're like, oh, you know what? I need to put that guy back on my list, or I need to put that restaurant back on my list. So, you know, even bigger picture is just what a huge opening to our community.
It is. And, you know, we've already had teams register. I haven't seen the ticket sales demographics yet. We're still early in that. But we have teams coming down to Pensacola in November, staying at local hotels like the Days Inn or the Hilton, Hampton Inn by the airport, the official hotel of Pensacola. you know, these folks are fantastic. But we have teams that have registered, two teams from Orlando, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Louisiana, Alabama. And the furthest team that registered in February, from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really?
Slade's Barbecue is coming down from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow, this ought to be cool. So this is really becoming a regional event.
It is. And, you know, what happens when this, we talked about the Egghead community, they're pretty tight knit. Well, between social media and Egghead forums and Big Green Eggers on Facebook and places like that, the word gets out. And they realize not only is it a fun competition, and you know, they're not competing for prize money. We give them a plaque, you know, it's actually an etched cutting board to say thanks, you know, it's all for nonprofit. So they're not competing for money. They're competing for the fun of it. And they're coming into our community, and they'll spend several days here, having a good time with us. And,
and bragging rights. We're competing for bragging rights.
Oh, bragging rights. These guys take it seriously.
Yeah. So speaking of that, I know a bunch of Big Green Egg owners, and let's just talk about that. That's an investment.
Yeah.
And that's something that you definitely, if you're a Big Green Egg, you're there to do it and for what Big Green Eggs are. So I know that you guys have a way to help get Big Green Eggs in everybody's home at a lower cost rate.
Yeah.
So
you know,
us how that works.
Yeah. Big Green Egg is something kind of like a Rolex or a Tag. You know, you're not finding those on sale. It's rare that you see the Big Green Eggs discounted. And by contract, I don't think they're allowed to discount them. So, what we do is we have a demo egg program. So if you can imagine, a Big Green Egg weighs, you know, 120 pounds, something like that.
And it's all ceramic.
It's ceramic. So
you gotta be careful.
You don't want to roll it around a lot and move it around, though. Some of us do.
you broke yours once, didn't you?
No, I did not. Blasphemy. No. Don't say that. That's bad juju, man.
I saw Facebook of someone.
Yeah, there's been several.
You cry.
Several issues where, you know, They're not paying attention and hit something and rolls over. So what we try to do is make sure that the teams don't have to bring their own eggs. Some choose to. Shad brought his in. He's got it mounted on the back of his golf cart. It's pretty awesome. Terry Teague has a custom trailer that has two, you know, double XLs on it.
So like I said, if you're in with a big green egg,
you're in. But they retail for, you know, the package retails for about $1,079, something like that. Which is a lot of money. And so what we do with our demo program, we supply each team with a big green egg, and it's a big green egg that's been purchased by somebody. So for, I think it's $7.99. So you get about $250 off of the purchase of a big green egg. If you start early enough, you can put $100 down at a Scambi electric motor and then pay it off before, I think it's October 23rd. Is when it needs to be paid off.
So you kind of got a layaway working.
It got a layaway working. So you can plan out a couple of months. About a third of the eggs, and last year we did about 85 demo eggs, were gifts. Somebody buying a gift for their husband or buying a gift for a friend or a customer. We've got a medical supply rep that bought one this year for one of his customers, one of the physicians, you know. And so the deal is you get a big discount on it. But you got to let us use it for Egg Fest.
Right.
And so,
which is fine because we're going to season it for you.
We're going to assemble it. We're going to season them, burn in all the gaskets, empty it, you know, burn it in the first time, pack it up and put it back in, you know, put it back in the original packaging and load it into your car the next day.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good deal. You get a discount on it. And then, you know, probably about 2/3 of the folks that come out to the event have never used an egg or have only used it. So they get to walk around.
Product test,
talk to the chefs about how they're using it. You know, if James and the folks from Seville Rotary are going to do steaks again this year, you know, where they're cooking those at 600 or 700 degrees.
Right.
And how are they cooking them? How many minutes aside? And you talk to somebody who's had Boston butts on at 220 degrees all night, you know, the questions of, you know, holding temperature and regulating temperature.
Do I have to sit out here with it all night and watch it?
You know.
You're right. And then now the more that I'm thinking about it, I remember I probably had 100 to 150 people who would come behind the table and just wanted to see how it worked.
Yeah.
You know, and why it was so special and you know, why you spent the money on it, of course. And then they tasted the food for the rest of the day and probably were sold on one, you know.
I always say, you know, a big green egg makes an average cook good and a good cook great.
Even better.
And your friends and family are the ones who really love
it. Yeah, right?
It's kind of like a boat. They really love that you have one and that you provide them with some awesome
food. That we're coming over to your house.
Yeah. Which is, everybody's welcome. Come on.
Okay, so how do we get tickets?
All right. Tickets, PensacolaEggFest.com. You can also get tickets locally. You can walk up to the Blue Wahoo's box office if you're a walk-up in cash kind of a person.
Yeah.
Or you can walk into a Scambi Electric Motor, our big green egg partner. And Skylar and Glenn and Cindy have tickets there at a Scambi Electric Motor.
Okay. Do you have any used eggs left, or do you have any eggs left for
demo
sale?
Eggs.
Demo eggs.
Yeah, Skylar's still taking orders for them. We're probably, as of last night's meeting, about 2/3 of the way sold on demo eggs.
Okay.
So he's going to keep putting them
together. They'll be gone by the event. I know that.
Yeah, they usually sell out. It usually within the week of the event, you know, it starts getting tight. But something tells me he'll come up with an egg if he really wants one.
I think so. Yeah. So. All right. One more time. Let's let everybody know how they can get in touch with you guys or get some more information.
The Facebook page is really the best way for updates. It's Pensacola or Facebook.com/Pensacola Egg Fest.
Right.
If you like us on Facebook, sometimes we run promotions. We give away tickets. We give away coolers or sunglasses or different gift certificates to the butcher shop. So like us on Facebook. There's some incentive to do so. But you also get the updates when we will start in the next probably 2 weeks doing chef profiles. If you remember, you can go back and look at last year where we're going to, you know, kind of give folks an idea of who's cooking and what they're cooking.
Right.
So that you can plan your menu, if you will, around.
With a very cool, are you doing the cool questionnaire like you did last year?
Yeah, I think we're going to change the questionnaire up a little bit this year. I didn't have anything to do with it, but my Rotary Club at Seville may have honorably adopted our questionnaire
fantastic.
And chef profile. So I think we're going to change it up a little bit this year, which is always fun to do. But just showing the folks the updates on the teams. The updates on tickets and things like that.
Yeah. So there's another thing I just remember too. There's this guy on your Facebook page. I think Big Mo is
Big
his
Mo
name.
Big Mo Kaysen,
He's part of it, obviously, this year too, as well.
Big Mo was our celebrity judge last year. And
that's right.
If you follow barbecue, he's one of the three judges on Pitmasters, barbecue Pitmasters. He actually was competing at the American Royal World Championships in Kansas City this past weekend.
Do we know how he did?
I think he got fifth.
Wow.
Not sure.
That's huge.
I saw a post and said fifth place, but I'm not sure if that was from an earlier competition.
Right.
But Big Mo is just a wonderful person. He's a heck of a barbecue guy. He taught me in about an hour how to cook a brisket that changed my life. I mean, it just really
was that good, huh?
Well, the first three briskets I did were not, you didn't want to share them with friends.
Sure.
To be clear. And I took a 15-pound Wagyu brisket and cooked it in 6 hours, and which is, you know, I was scared to death the whole time I was going to ruin it. But I just listened to what Big Mo said, and it was hands down the best brisket I've ever cooked. So he knows his stuff when it comes to barbecue.
Well, I saw he was on Steve Harvey the other day.
He was on the Steve
too.
Harvey show. Yeah, he's a great guy. So Mo came down with us last year and stayed out at Pensacola Beach.
Right.
And just we went out to the Naval Aviation Museum and hit the Blue Dot across the street here. And Mo just kind of fell in love with Pensacola and had a great time with us. He was a wonderful judge. And before he hit the airport, he had already offered to come back this year.
Nice.
And spend some
very
time
nice
with us. So Mo's coming back. He'll be there on Thursday night for the VIP dinner, and he'll be one of our judges again. We also have a couple of guys, Chris Grove, who is author of the Kamado Cookbook. It's kind of the Bible for using Kamado
right
smokers.
Right.
He's coming down from Knoxville, Tennessee to judge with us again. And Big Green Craig from Atlanta.
Very
you can find
cool
him at Big Green Craig. Just Google it. You'll find him. He's all over the place.
Yeah. How many guys do you know named that?
He's an egg ambassador, if you will. He's also a very good chef, and he's going to join us again along with locals. We have Chef Travis Wilson from the Blue Wahoos, and our own fantastic political cartoonist Andy Marlette is going to be with us.
Oh, good.
So
we're going to be drawing some stuff while we're down there.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be eating, but ahead of time there may be a limited edition Andy Marlette Eggfest cartoon
photo album
t-shirt
sort of. Yeah, there you go.
We're working on, so if you're listening, Andy,
we appreciate nominated
it. Well, we've already discussed it. I wouldn't do that to him on the air. Maybe. But Andy's a great guy, and if you've seen any of his stuff, we're excited to have him with us this year.
Very cool. Okay, so you know, I don't what else do we need?
I left something off, and it's a pretty big something.
Okay.
It's certainly a big something if you have a kid that enjoys barbecue.
Oh, and that's right.
You'll see it at some of the competitions. They have junior events and things like that. So I guess the idea came out last year. Hal Lovato bought they have the new Big Green Egg called the Mini Max.
Right.
And it's kind of a tabletop set frame and weighs about 50 pounds, but it's small enough to take with you. We, you know, get a place out at the beach, and I've got to use a gas grill when it drives me crazy.
A campsite or something.
Yeah. So they made kind of a tailgate friendly Big Green Egg, and it's called the Mini Max. And so we launched a juniors competition this year, and I was amazed at how quickly we filled it up.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we will have up to 10 junior competitors.
Very cool.
Competing. They'll be doing for judges only, so I'm not going to subject the kids to give out, you know,
thousands of samples.
Hundreds of samples, you know. But we've got kids signed up. They'll be cooking on Big Green Egg Mini Maxes. They'll be out in the party deck area.
Yeah.
They'll be set up there with, and they'll be cooking for the judges. And,
so will they be their own category, or are they competing flavor wise with the other chefs?
Well, luckily for you guys, they will be their own category.
I was going to say, because I've seen some pretty amazing stuff come from, I've taught kids how to cook. I've seen some really amazing food from kids.
Caitlin Heinzman, who takes classes at Pensacola Cooks, and her dad Craig is on the board at Chain Reaction. She will be cooking. Greg Threadgill's son has been practicing with his Anova sous vide machine also.
Oh, very cool.
He's not messing around. So, you know,
those are really neat machines too.
Yeah. Zach is, working on a perfect steak. So, I mean, it's pretty, you know, from the ridiculous to the sublime, these kids can cook.
Yeah.
And, so we've added a juniors division this year. We're really excited about, and, the folks at So Gourmet are going to help us head up the judging of that and, you know, keep us from,
Yeah, we might find the next apprentice, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we're going to have, you know, a lot of food, a lot of fun, all for charity. And I really can't say enough about it. I want to hit our sponsors in a minute, but
yeah,
I really can't say enough about Quint's staff at the Blue Wahoos.
Yeah.
They make this event, it should be 100 times more work than it is. But, you know, when you think about it, they put on some pretty big events about 75 or 80 times a year.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They've got the manual.
They've got a great staff from Chef Travis and Mike, who's their operations guy, and Eric in the ticket box, the ticket office, and Jonathan, you know, the president, and Bruce, the CEO. They're just fantastic. And Amber, who helps us with the finances.
Yeah.
And they're just a wonderful group to work with. And they make that park. The week that we're there, they say, listen, this is a community park. So
sure,
we want you to use it. And respect it. And, you know, if you need to jump in the kitchen and knock something out, you know, it's just really a nice feeling. So I can't say enough about the Blue Wahoos and how great they've been to us.
And I'm going to back you on this one. As a competitor, you know, from the time we get there, the everything that we need to get our stuff from the cars to the booth to, like you said, having to go into the, I forgot my can opener, or I forgot this or that. I mean, it's there and they make it accessible and they're happy for you to use it. And, you know, obviously just do your part in being the good citizen that, that all of those competitors are, but, and then you're done and it's easy. And I've got the carts that I need to pack it up and get out of there. And so I'm backing you 100% on how awesome they help us make that experience.
We do a lot of cooking competitions, whether it's chili or smoking in the square, Ivan's event,
right?
You know, different things, and you always have you got to take everything with you. A lot of them are outside, and so you know there are no bathrooms. There's portalettes. There's no, you know, and this is you're going to you know an award-winning major league minor league stadium. And that plays like a major league stadium.
There you go.
and you're just having a good time, and it's a family friendly event, and it's a lot of fun, and they're just great partners.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so let's talk your sponsors, because if we did this without mentioning them, both
well,
of us would
I'd get in trouble for one. But it really is these guys take care of the expenses for us.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Jessica Lee and at Kia taking a flyer on us in the first year.
Yeah.
We didn't have a proven event, but she trusted us enough to be our title sponsor. And so we love Jessica and her folks at Kia Autosport. And Cox has been fantastic as well. Cam and his team, not only do they give us commercials and take care of us there, but they're just a great sponsor. Wind Creek came on board last year, and the folks
I know the chef there actually,
and Chef Jay Norris cooked. He cooked for us last year at the VIP
party. We went to school together,
and I mean, just wonderful food. So we're so thankful for them, and you know, our folks at Emmanuel Shepherd who sponsored our bourbon bow ties and Big Green Eggs the other night.
Which, by the way, that's the first time I'd been in the whiskey bar.
Yeah,
and man, what a really cool spot.
It is a great spot.
Yeah,
and we are excited about having them. You know, they cooked with us last year,
right?
Tony from Old Hickory and Bill from Magnolia always partner up in Big Green Agate together, so we're glad to have them
something dunked in whiskey
and you know, Magnolia's whatever they're cooking. It's always fantastic. And then you know, our final sponsor that I want to make sure we mention is Penn Air Federal Credit Union, and Pam
fantastic.
And her team have been fantastic. And I think they're going to be doing a little dessert action for us this
really?
Year. We'll see. She's still trying to nail down what it is they'll be doing at the event, but
I might have to text her and let her know if she needs some advice. She's more
yeah,
than welcome
you know
to
what?
Call.
You could probably consult with Pam and her team on a delicious dessert option.
Yeah.
I told them buy a bunch of gelato and
and serve it as it. Now I don't bake, but I will be more than happy to tell you whether that tastes good or not.
Yeah, it's I'm when I say consultant, more of a sampling role.
Yeah, there you,
you
go.
Know? So we're excited about everybody, and the sponsors really are the ones that make this possible. The sponsors and the cooks, and then if we have a good year, and we've had two good years, it's because of the people that come out and purchase tickets, because the sponsors and everything, you know, they cover our expenses and allow us to put it on. And if we have good weather again, knock wood, and the folks show up, it's just sunny and 65, you know, it's Chamber of Commerce Day. So it's the people showing up in the ticket sales that really help us put money in Chain Reaction's account. And in the first 2 years that we've done this event, we have netted $54,000 for Chain Reaction. So our goal this year is to try and make them. We did 31 last year. We want to do 40 this year. So
nice.
And you know, for a small nonprofit, that is a huge portion of their budget, and it really just helps them keep the doors open, keep
very
helping
cool.
local teens.
Okay, so my mouth's watering. I'm ready to go. And as a matter of fact, my partner crime, who's cooking with me, we're gonna do a couple of test runs, because our menu just looks that good.
Yeah, I recommend everybody if you want to cook, you can still sign up to cook.
Okay, yeah, that was gonna be my next question. You guys still have spots.
Go on PensacolaEggFest.com and click on the Wanna Cook button. We try and make it simple. And just fill it out. It's $50. That really just holds your spot so that people show up, you know, kind of a thing. But it's $50. We supply the egg. You know, the nice thing about this event that's different than a lot of other cooking competitions, you can't do a long cook in 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's not humanly possible. So we allow folks to start things at home. If they've got eggs at home, or if they've got, you know, stuff that needs to be prepped, we welcome that. You know, this isn't truly a purist cooking competition.
Right.
We want to have
some
fun.
Guidelines, though. But
there's guidelines.
But they're easy to follow.
Food safe guidelines and things like that. You know, you want to make sure things are kept properly. But we didn't want to put restrictions. We wanted people to cook what they're, you know, what they love to cook. And sometimes that means, you know,
smoking it for 3 days
or you know, putting it in a sous vide machine for 48 hours prior to it. And by the way, you will appreciate that they do. But prepping something and cooking what they love to cook instead of, you know, constricting those guidelines to you can only cook this within this time frame. So cook whatever you want, give out samples, have a good time. And so you can still sign up if you want to cook at PensacolaEggFest.com and have a team to come out. It's a great way. We've got law firms and nonprofits and folks that come out to promote their company and do so while having a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other cool things is that I really loved about this over the last couple of years is, you know, we say compete, but really it's just a bunch of us hanging out and really like enjoying food. I mean, yes, you get an award and yes, people get to do are we going to do the people's? Are you doing the people's choice?
Oh, there's people's choice.
Okay. Yeah. So they can throw the little beans in the cup, but you know, coming out of the gates the first year, I mean, I was just sort of a rookie to all of this, but I noticed even though it is a competition, it's really just, oh man, what do you have? Oh, what do you have? Well, oh, I bet this tastes great. You know, so
we have a chef's award that we start, you know, between 10 and 11 before we open it up to the public, where we encourage all the chefs to go around and taste each other's food and they vote on who their chef's favorite was. And I believe it was Eric Troop from Margaritaville last year that won the Chef's Award.
Yeah, I think that was part of the tuna stuff.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. Everything was. And that was an idea that came to us after the first year where the chefs were like, hey, this is great, but we were so busy, we really didn't get a chance to go around and sample everything. So
now we get to go first.
We get to go first. And I think Chris Phillips and Clay White have increased the volume of Bloody Marys they're making for Saturday morning, you know, for all the chefs to come and sample. So.
I mean, what's a Saturday morning event without one?
You know, I think it may or may not help he's trying to influence the judges and people's choice awards.
Chefs will appreciate it. I could promise you that.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys. Well, you know, eggfest.com.
Yep.
I mean, go on there. Sign up.
Eggfest.com. Follow us on Twitter at eggfest, facebook.com/PensacolaEggFest.
Yeah.
You'll get all the information on there. You can always, my email is info@PensacolaEggFest.com and cell phones on the website. If anybody has any questions, or they're just not sure about something, we try and be accessible.
Yeah. And we will also have all the links on our website as well, as well as our show today. So you can find us, Pensacola.businessradiox.com at Pecola Radio X or on Facebook as Pensacola Radio. So Gerald, man, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having
me. I'm excited. And, you guys, if you haven't been down there, you need to come down and check out Eggfest and, come join us for an awesome afternoon of barbecue. So again, guys, this is Pensacola Business Radio where your business is good and your work matters. Thank you guys again for coming in, man. Have
Thanks
a good
for
day.
Having us.